This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
We've now got a gentleman that's just, we've just put in finishing touches to his makeup and so on, and now he's ready. Roger Sixsmith.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty well, thanks, yes.
Sorry for the panic and one in, one out, but that's the way we roll here.
Yeah, slightly stressed because we're homeless as of next week. We've sold our house, but we haven't quite completed on another one.
Oh, right, so you need someone to stay? Is that what, you're supposed to come in and plug something else, but you want somewhere to stay?
No, it's all right. We've had plenty of offers from friends, actually.
Well, we've got a spare room. We might be able to help you out. So elsewhere, everything's fine, though?
Yes, it is, yes. I think probably the car industry is slightly quieter than it should be. There's a lot of pressure from manufacturers to register cars. They give you an incentive, and you then pass this incentive on to the customer. And it's slightly falsifying the market, I think. That's
right,
it's only
okay.
My opinion, but...
You've launched a new motor.
Yes.
And before you tell us about it, I've got to tell you that a young lady who's good friends with my wife gave us a lift somewhere last week because we had to go and pick our car up. Because it was having some work done on the roof, specialist soft top thing, you know. So anyway, there we were, driving, and she said she's getting a new car from Central Garage, and she's getting it. Well, she would have got it this week, but because she's going somewhere, I can't mention her name because obviously I don't want to mention the fact that she's not going to be here. She's off to America. She's off to the place where those 180 mile an hour winds are going to appear very soon. That's where she's going. But coming back home, she's going to pick up the new car, which would probably cheer her up. You'd think it would be the other way round, going to America, having a holiday and coming back and picking up the car. But no, she's got something good to look forward to now, apart from those winds. So tell us about the new car that she's getting, obviously.
I'm not sure which franchise it would be.
How many you got now, then, that you're launching?
Well, when you think about it, we've got three. We've got the original Citroën franchise, the branch that came off it, DS, which is a sort of upmarket. DS Automobiles is an upmarket branch.
Right.
And we've just recently taken on Subaru, which is a completely different franchise. It is all except one car, a four-wheel drive, very well known for their rally exploits years ago, and they've built on this. And for country dwellers or people who want to feel safer as they motor around on ordinary roads, particularly where they're wet or slippery or icy in winter, it's an ideal franchise. They do a range of hatchbacks and estate cars and obviously a couple of sporty cars from their heritage of 10, 15 years ago.
Pretty sure it's a Citroën she's gone for.
Ah.
But I didn't realise you were so busy with the others as well. That's incredible. And you've moved house too.
No, I haven't moved yet.
Well, moving.
No, it's not happening yet. I think next Friday is, Friday the 15th is D-Day, as it were.
Well, good luck with that. Do you know, when I was a kid, I'm going back to 1978. I was only a kid for 1 year, but I just remember 'cause it would have been S Reg in 1978 or roughly around about that, T maybe R, because my friend and I used to go and spot the new cars.
Yes, it would have been,
and it would have been just in an S Reg, and it was nearly every other car was like an S Reg, and that's how it was back then.
Yes,
but obviously
77. I bought a motorbike off Dave Death.
Right.
UDL 55S, and that was in 1977.
Crikey.
So you were right.
Crikey. People must still get excited about that. When they get a new car, what's not to get excited about? But the plate. My wife comes from a car family, and she's forever pointing out, because obviously back then it was easier to spot a new car. Now I look at them and I think, what is it? It's HW, and it's, so what would this be this year be with HW?
We've just moved into this month HW67,
right?
And the way of finding out roughly what year it is you subtract a 5 from the first digit. So if you subtract 5 from the 6 of 67, you get 17.
Right, okay.
where that rule doesn't work is that the next plate change is March. So there are two 67 plates months in 2018.
Right.
But the police wanted a number recognition factor because they'd always had it with the old system. So the new system adopted that, and it's good for 50 years. Mm. It'll work up to 2049.
Wow. Okay. Let's talk about the cars itself. I mean, if you're thinking about getting a new car, you want to know, you want some advice, obviously, you know, Central Garage is the place to go. If you pop in, now's a good time. Have you launched the new motors yet? Or is there a date coming up?
Yes, we have. Launches today, people don't sort of rush into your showroom on one day. And you'll remember this years ago, wine was flowing freely and, you know, the sandwiches, etc. Where garages communicate with people more often now via email and letters, and the manufacturers send them brochures possibly, as you know, every 3 months, as the things tend to work in quarters, you find that the launches are not the affairs they were 30, 40 years ago. It's much more low-key. People wander in once they know something's coming out. They've probably read on the internet a couple of months before, or read in one of the magazines, Autocar or Auto Express, that something's going to come out. So it isn't a big unveil. It isn't a big surprise to them. But yes, it raises interest, but it's not the big thing it was. And we find people, once you advertise and tell them something's here, they will wander in at their leisure. If they're not changing the car for some months or even a couple of years, you won't see them at the launch. It's it doesn't really happen anymore.
God, do you know, if I'd be completely the opposite, because if I was getting a new car, I'd be really excited and I'd want to go and have a look and so on.
If you were in the market for a new car, yes, yeah. that still applies. But generally speaking, you can't expect to sell out of a new car in the first week. People are not going to change it just like that. They probably have a PCP that is going to run a certain number of years, and so their change date could be 2.5 years in the future. So they're not going to run into the launch of the replacement product. They might just come in and see what it's like and, you know, savour the moment and come back in 2 years.
Okay, so if people are in the market, if they want to know more, how do they find out more? Is there a website that we can look at?
The answer is, I think every garage on the island has a website. And even if you go onto the manufacturer's website, which where probably people start, you get directed to put your postcode in, and up comes one of the franchise dealers on the Isle of Wight. It's that easy. Where a lot of them have been on the same patch of concrete for 30, 40, 50 years, probably people will look in the county press or just go in because they know where you are. It's one of the wonderful things about the island.
Definitely. I mean, the last time you were in, we mentioned the fact that I was working as a boat builder and there was a boat somewhere, and I think you were still working there, or you were there then. That was 1982. And so how long have you been there again?
We've been on that patch of concrete since 1975 in January.
Wow, that's right. So,
and
yeah,
before that in freshwater since January 71.
Good grief.
It's a long time.
Yeah, and I think you were there before, because Premier Ford are just over the road.
Yes.
But you were there before them, weren't you?
We were the first people on that estate.
Wow.
And I'm trying to think who was there before us. I think the what is now NatWest Bank down the end were there before us.
Crikey.
But that was one of the first. The council sold off that estate, and they first decreed that only what I would call clean industries, which doesn't mean car repairs, were to go down there. But they found they couldn't sell the plots, and so they opened it up to a lot of people, and obviously a lot of motor traders The council wanted them out of the centre of the town.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Etc. Onto industrial estates. And it used to be called Riverway Industrial Estate. It's now just called Riverway.
They should tip your hat every time they drive by. Like, they should tip your hat because you know, you've been there for so long, and it's great. You're the first car company down there. I think that's brilliant.
Yes.
Well, look, we've run out of time. We've got to go to the newsroom. And is there anything you just want to add?
No. Apart from this is Plate Change Month, and if you're looking for a new car, come and have a look at Central Garage. We're Subaru, DS, and of course Citroen.
Excellent. Thank you for coming in. Hopefully, you'll come back again very soon.
I hope so. Yes.
Good luck. www.vectusradio.com.